Good morning. I know Deacon Joe usually runs late, but this is ridiculous. A Baptist gal, she stopped me out front, and she said, she pointed to the tents, and she said, "Are y'all having a revival?" And I said, "Sure." And she said, "Does it get fiery?" And I said, "Depends how much holy water is served." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, one of my greatest joys about being a pastor here at Christ the Redeemer is when I have the honor to bless a marriage of 25 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. I even blessed a marriage in this parish that they've been together 70 years. My friends, what a testament. What a testament to love, to faith, to sacrifice. And what a testament to your trust and your belief in God. And for those of you who are married, and for those of you who are now widowed, I want you to remember your wedding day just for a moment. Think about your wedding day, and I want you to remember those promises that you made on your wedding day. I take you. I take you for my lawful husband or wife to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do we part. Rather dramatic words, aren't they? Rather serious tone for a very serious sacrament. Did you ever consider why? Why do we use those words in holy matrimony? Because you can tell me better than I. Marriage is not easy. Marriage is not for the weak or the faint of heart. Rather, marriage is for the strong, for the faithful, for the devoted, for those who truly love one another in a pure and godly way. And marriage are for those who are willing to put in the hard work, that are willing to struggle and, yes, even sacrifice for one another. My friends, as Jesus Christ laid down his life for the salvation of all of our souls, on that day of your wedding, you too made the exact same promise that you would lay down your single way of life. You would lay down your single way of life for the good of one another's souls. That's what it means to be one another's helpmate, to help one another get into heaven. But if you stop and think about it, in all honesty, there is no perfect, more perfect vocation, calling by God. There is no more perfect vocation than marriage, a sacramental marriage. Because no other vocation better mirrors the Trinity than the sacrament of marriage. My friends, as I've said before, and I'm sure I'll say again, there are no accidents or throwaway lines in the Bible. That is why Jesus' very first miracle was at a wedding in Cana. Why? Because Christ knew that perfect relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is perfectly reflected in the union of man and woman in holy matrimony. Think of it. The Trinity. The Trinity, as you know, is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they are one. They are one in perfect unity. And furthermore, the greatest miracle that God can do is to create humanity out of nothing. But in the exact same way, in marriage, as Bishop Fulton Sheen rightly said, it takes three to get married. A man, a woman, and God. And the greatest blessing that can occur in a marriage, the greatest miracle, is procreation. The bringing forth of life created in love. And because marriage, sacramental marriage, so closely resembles the Trinity in image and in its ability to procreate, this is why marriage is reserved only between a man and a woman. Not because the church does not love all of God's creation. Rather, she's not going to lie to God's children, as society so easily lies to all people and says, live any way you want, not caring about anyone's immortal soul, but rather the church does love all creation because she does so desperately love each and every one of us and cares about our immortal souls. And no matter what some misguided priest or well-meaning bishop may say, no one can change what God has blessed and instituted in marriage. But after hearing what Jesus said in today's gospel reading from St. Mark, does that possibly mean that everyone who divorces, they are damned? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And to believe otherwise is not only unmerciful, it's just plain wrong. The truth is, sometimes people enter marriage because they truly and honestly believe it will last a lifetime. But we are fallible beings. We are not perfect. We make mistakes, honest mistakes. His fault, her fault, nobody's fault. Unfortunately, it happens. But the reality is, sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Therefore, we need to have a special place in our hearts for those who have suffered a loss of their marriage, and pray after the dust settles and the annulment has gone through that it is God's will, that they will find that person that they were meant to be with, or they will find peace and contentment in the single life. And to the young people here today, for those of you who believe one day, many years from now perhaps, that you too will be married, all I can say to you is start praying for your spouse right now. Pray that you will find that person who will love you, who will respect you, and do all that they can to protect your mortal soul and get your mortal soul into heaven. And they will do all that they can never, ever to lead your soul into mortal sin. You see, my friends, everything else is secondary to our salvation. And again, to those who are married, let me remind you. It's not only your responsibility to live out the sacrament of marriage for the good of your spouse and for the good of God, but it's also your responsibility to live out your sacramental marriage for the good of society, especially the young people. For as St. John Paul once said, as the family goes, so goes society, and so goes the world. The truth is, with all the negativity that we see displayed in marriage, in the news, in the movies, and on TV, young people especially need your witness to know that good and faithful marriages actually still exist in this world today. They also need to understand what it means to stand by someone. To stand by someone in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, and not leave when things get difficult. And so today, we ask God's blessing upon all in our parish who are married. We pray that you may always have the love, the faith, the courage, the respect, and the strength to give witness to the presence of the Trinity in the union of your marriage, and that you may always know of our love, our respect, and our support for you and your vocation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.